U105 Morning with Furnace. Over 15,000 homes and businesses in Greater Belfast have already switched to natural gas from Furnace Energy. What about you?
We're in the Cathedral Quarter. We certainly are. We're broadcasting live from the Dark Horse here beside the Duke of York in Belfast. And I have to say, there is a buzz about the Cathedral Quarter. And it's not just at night. If you walk through it, even first thing in the morning as I did, there's just something special about it. And I suppose so many buildings that have been developed in the area have added to that in recent times. And not least the Merchant Hotel. I want to speak to Adrian McLaughlin, who's the General Manager of the Merchant. Adrian, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Adrian, what is the most important building in the Cathedral Quarter? Is it the Cathedral or is it the Merchant?
I think it's the Cathedral, I have to be honest. Without the Cathedral, we wouldn't have the Quarter. But closely followed by the Merchant, I think it is an important building in the area. It really is. Yeah.
It really was the building that sparked the place, wasn't it?
Yes, a lot of people say it was. I think there was some nightclub operators who were in before us who brought business to the area. We came in shortly after that, and with the varied offering that we have, I think, yes, it would be fair to say that we created the torch that lit the fire, yeah.
With regards to the image, I remember UTV Live did a story, oh, the Merchant's opening and the boom's on and this is going to push out the boat, etc. And you set yourselves a very high standard. Now, it's a task in any city to maintain that, but you've recently won a prestigious award.
Yeah, we've won a lot of numerous awards with Belfast Northern Ireland Tourist Board Awards, but a couple of years ago we decided to start pitching for UK awards, and in January we picked up UK Hotel of the Year for 2011. In the Savoy Hotel in London, which was a brilliant accolade for us. So it kind of recognises that what we do over here is comparable to UK standards, which is a great feather in our cap. Yeah, we're very proud of it.
And how competitive is it here in Belfast, especially now in recessionary times? People still want to go out, they still want to enjoy themselves, but you have significant competition from decent hotels right across the city, and not everyone's going to be able to afford to go Merchant style.
No, we've got a niche market. The niche market that we deal with and we look after is a strong market. It's been very resilient through the tough times. Belfast, however, as a destination, is a great place to come now because it's so affordable. And I came back from London in the year 2000, and I've seen the rise from 2000 through to 2006. And we're back at like 2006 levels now, prices-wise. So it's a great place to come. There's great choice as well. So,
how much of a setback is the disappearance of BMA, baby?
It's a difficult one to say, to be perfectly honest. It's never good news to hear. I think it will affect tourism, but I hear that there's enough capacity on their routes with other carriers that actually you'll still be able to get here. Now, will it force prices up? Potentially. Will the current carriers or the carriers who are left behind, will they open up new routes? I think so. So I think when it shakes itself out, it's not good news right now, but when it shakes itself out, I think we'll be okay.
If someone contacted you tomorrow morning and said, we're coming in from, say, Guernsey, and we're a hen party, would you allow them into your hotel?
Well, everyone's welcome in the Merchant, and we've got a range of facilities to suit everyone. The Cloth here would be a great spot. Burt's Jazz Bar is another spot. We've got the nightclub, Ollie's, and then we've got dining options, a great room. Look, we're open for everyone, yeah.
And what about this general area? Looking here from out the window at the Duke of York, and this building that we're in at present, I was absolutely amazed. I'd heard about the Dark Horse. I wasn't as aware of the layout of it until I did come in, the mahogany and the lights and the mirrors and the atmosphere. This is a pretty special venue here, isn't it?
It's a beautiful venue, named after the owner, Willie Jack, of course, who can bring these things to life. I mean, Willie is a class act, and in our business is someone that people respect an awful lot. And you know, there's a route now. If you go out on a Friday or Saturday night, you could start at either end, but look at the Duke, come to the Duke for a beer, and there's a fantastic atmosphere. Slip into the Cloth here, cross the road to the Spaniard, down to Muriel's, and onto the Roost. And there's a great run there. It's a great run, and it's a fantastic little trip, and people are coming in greater numbers to enjoy those.
I can hear Johnny Hero shouting at the radio, and back to the Duke for my Friday night and Saturday night disco.
Well,
you are spoiled for choice, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
And however, is there a possibility that because the Cathedral Quarter is at this moment doing so well, that it's squeezing the vibrancy out of other parts of Belfast?
There's a potential, and I guess trends move across different parts of the city, and we've witnessed that in the last 10 or 12 years. Different parts of the city are more vibrant than others. The Cathedral Quarter is in its time right now, but I also think with Titanic, and we're beginning to see the Titanic Exhibition Centre, we're beginning to see what it's bringing in through the hotel side of our business, but I think visitors are going to come, and they're going to need choice, and there's going to be enough people to facilitate or to accommodate all these operators. So I don't see it as a big risk in the future. I think we're at the cusp of taking off again in Belfast. We're at the cusp of tourism beginning to play a major role in our economy and bringing people to Belfast.
The University of Ulster is going to be much bigger relatively soon, right on the edge of the quarter. Could that be a negative if it's coming down with students?
No, I don't think so. Students add a vibrancy. They add nighttime economy on days of the week where you really want it. And you know, I can't see it being a negative. No, I think it'll be fine. It's a very positive move. I think it's going to bring business to the area. It's going to bring people to the area. It can't be a bad move. No.
And just finally, before you go, Adrian, what's the most expensive cocktail in the Merchant?
It's £750.
Unbelievable. I thought that was a rumour as opposed to a fact.
No,
have you sold many of them?
There's only one left. It's unlikely it'll ever be sold. We'll keep it in the bottle for posterity. It's unlikely we'll ever sell it now.
How many did you sell?
We sold 16.
16?
Gave two away.
So 14 people came in and bought a cocktail that cost them £750.
Yeah. One of them from Tennessee, the other one from Vancouver. Made this trip specifically to say they bought the drink, yeah.
And does that mean there's about 12 others from just around here that did?
Around and about, yeah.
Ordinary Joes who walked in off the street?
Not necessarily ordinary Joes. We're very discreet about the Merchant. I wouldn't like to say who paid for them. Well, I'll keep that to myself.
Adrian, great meeting you.
Thanks.
Continued success at the Merchant. It's all part of the makeup of the Cathedral Quarter.